Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Obama administration said it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels who are fighting the Islamic State militants. Meantime, a top Syrian rebel commander says he thinks recent successes, the rebel successes on the battlefield, could lead to an escalation in Russian military intervention. Jamie Detmer reporting.
General Salim Idris is a man divided. He's jubilant at the successes Free Syrian Army rebels have notched against President Bashar al-Assad, whose forces launched ground offensives with support from Russian warplanes this week. The biggest Syrian government offensive is near Hama.
The regime lost more than 20 tanks, lost a lot of soldiers and officers and vehicles.
Idris says he fears that now that the Russians are intervening, the West will reduce its overall support of the Syrian revolution, not wanting to become embroiled in a Cold War-style proxy war. The future of the revolution can only be decided, the general says, by those fighting on the ground. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Gaziantep, Turkey.
General Hossein Hamadani, a senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander, has been killed in Syria, where he advised Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. Iran has provided military and political support for President Bashar al-Assad during the four-year-long civil war. AP reporting that a mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing a local official in front of his family. Haruna Bellum says the attackers were suspected members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement, which has been blamed for other attacks. This is VOA News. Rioting left one person dead in Guinea's capital, Conakry, just 2 days before a presidential election that the opposition wants to postpone. Chris Stein reporting from Conakry.
Guinea has been tense for weeks as opposition parties have pushed to postpone presidential elections planned for this Sunday, while accusing the polling authorities of bias. On Friday, tensions in some neighborhoods in the capital erupted. Looters ransacked a local market, while clashes between rival political supporters left one person dead and 20 injured, according to local media. A VOA journalist near Conakry's Medina Market witnessed looters bashing the padlocks off closed shops and absconding with the goods. Police joined in the pilfering, making off with bags of merchandise that appeared to come from the shops. The looting comes just before Sunday's presidential vote, only the second since Guinea returned to democracy in 2010. A number of candidates are challenging Alpha Conde, with former Prime Minister Seloud Diagne Diallo seen as the main threat to the incumbent. Witnesses said the looting at the market was a direct consequence of the political tensions. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry, Guinea.
UN Security Council passed a resolution on Friday authorizing the European Union and countries outside the EU to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. 15-member council adopted the measure drafted by Britain to counter the refugee crisis in Europe. In the past, the EU focused on search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, but with this year's overwhelming flood of migrants from Syria, Iraq, and other hotspots, thousands have ended up dying at sea while trying to reach Europe. Here in the U.S., President Obama met privately on Friday with the families of 8 students and 1 instructor who were gunned down at a community college last week in the state of Oregon. After the family meeting, Mr. Obama said the country will have to figure out how we stop things like this from happening.
You know, we're going to have to come together as a country to see how we can prevent these issues from taking place. But today, it's about the families, their grief, and the love we feel for them. They surely do appreciate all the support that they've received.
A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted Mr. Obama as he arrived in Oregon to console the families of the victims of last week's mass shooting in Roseburg. President Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shooting. And the 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the 4 organizations that composed the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its contribution to building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia in the wake of the Arab Spring uprising in 2011.
That's the latest world news from VOA.